Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Coach Quintero sitting in for Chris Ella, who is out with the girls' basketball team at San Diego State. Joining us now, Beto Duran, Spectrum Sportsnet contributor, host of the new LA Times Sports podcast. Beto, how you doing today, brother?
I'm good, gentlemen.
Shout out for those nice boxing gloves and mitts you sent me, man. You saw me working on the gram a little bit, and you sent me some nice gear, man. I appreciate you.
Look at you. You and, like, all these athletes that retire, you either get really fat or you want to find another sport. And I respect because Jerry Harrison's been doing it, and, you know, Jerry's the best ever at anything. Ask him.
Yeah,
and,
he'll tell you that.
I saw you working out, and then I saw the boxing gloves you had. And I'm like, man, you can't be using, like, the ones that everybody has.
They were a little busted. That's all right, though.
I mean,
hey, you're right.
Everlasting sent you there. You're hooked up. You got the wraps. You got the gloves. Just like me, you got to look the part. It's solid, baby.
That's right. That's right. So let's talk a little bit about these Lakers, man. They have really turned around 11-3 in their last 14 games. LeBron James is being LeBron James, but at the same time, at least from my perspective, it looks like he's been able to show some patience, especially early on in the game, to let these young guys develop.
Because these young guys are figuring out what it's like to play with a superstar like LeBron James. They're figuring out what it is, where they're supposed to be on the floor. It's also they're figuring out what they are expected to do, not just from the players, but also from their coaches and everybody else. It's not easy to show up and say, hey, let me run around and look at LeBron for 48 minutes when you're like, oh, wait a minute, I'm supposed to do my job too. So that's awesome. Last time I talked to you, the whole world was panicking, right? Luke was getting fired. Right? It's give it time and breathe, and guys are starting to see the role. Ball, who's actually looking like he should have been a number two pick the last couple of days.
Hey, Beto, you know, watching the game the other night, Brandon Ingram got hurt, you know, about 6 minutes into the game, and I know he's not going to be on the road trip right now. How do you think the Lakers are going to try to deal with on play with him being out of the lineup for at least two games, if not more?
Yeah, Ingram's not on the trip, ankle injury, but he hasn't looked like the Ingram that we were really hyped about last year. Even when you talk to him, he doesn't have the biggest personality. He's really a reserve. And he kind of just shrugs his shoulders at times. The body language isn't good. Like, but you know that he has the ability to figure things out. And a lot of it has to do with how is he going to share the ball with LeBron? What are his role? Like, that's another young player that's really having trouble with the adjustment because you want to get excited for him, but he's giving you those flashes. And I think the injury is at a time where the Lakers are going to say, you know what, you're injured, but it's also give you a couple extra days just to make sure your mind is cleared and make sure you figure things out. And just like that, mental rest always helps everybody, especially with young players like him. So Ingram is a player that I want to get super excited for him, but he's just not giving us anything where you're like, oh, yeah. I know Tony's probably frustrated.
You know, I haven't been frustrated only because you've seen the emergence of Kyle Kuzma really turn his game up,
yep,
really all around. And I have to agree with you. Brandon Ingram does seem to be the least comfortable out of all the young guys playing with LeBron James. Let me ask you this. With him going down as an injury, if the Lakers start running off games here where they run off 5, 6, 7 straight, does that open up the organization's mindset maybe that Brandon Ingram might be the one that is the player that gets moved to get that other piece?
Tony, I love you, man. They're going to run 5, 6, 7 straight. Come on. I mean, yeah, they're good right now, but they're not going to run 5, 6, 7 straight. Anyways, Ingram is a player that everybody asked about. And when you talk to Rob Pelinka and when you hear them say, like, oh, you know, we like our team, but it's not like anybody's untouchable. Like, if you can go and get a haul and get a superstar back or somebody big and you can do things, why would you not trade an Ingram player? Not saying that he's on the block.
Right.
But if you're figuring out that this kid maybe is not going to fit into your system moving forward, and everybody, you know this, You trade prospects early, not too late. And I think Ingram is that one where he's getting to that point where you're going to figure out exactly what he is. So you could really sell him right now and get a lot in return.
Beto, you mentioned Lonzo Ball, and he had that thunderous dunk going down the lane the other night. And, you know, he was starting to get a little bit more aggressive, but apparently he had a conversation with LeBron, and LeBron said, man, you got to attack the rim a little bit more. And really, the last two or three weeks, he's been a completely different player. And, you know, the other night he hit that big three-pointer down the stretch and playing with a lot of confidence right now. And that upper body strength that he put on during the offseason, I think, is really paying big dividends right now.
Yeah, Coach, we forget that he's yet to play an entire NBA season.
Yeah,
he's yet to play 82 games. And making that transition from UCLA to the NBA, it takes a toll on your body. You're still trying to figure out how to eat properly, how to rest, how to be a professional. And last year, he missed the end of the season. And then the knee surgery that he had in the offseason where he wasn't really able to get any kind of basketball run, so he was able to lift, get the weight on. But you see the difference. He's going to be there. And he's been tentative at times, but you're right. The last couple of games, you're like, oh, okay, now we get it. And also having LeBron tell you, hey, shoot the ball.
Right.
Hey, do this. I mean, look, think about it. When you're 20 and you're around a superstar, you, unless you're Kobe, you don't care, right? But you, these guys are still like, hey, we know whose team it is. And I think that's the factor with the Lakers, too, is these guys – in the beginning of the season, I think we're still in awe of like, hey, that's the guy I grew up watching.
Right.
Now he's on my team. Hey, now I can actually text this guy instead of playing him in the video game. It's different.
Bethel Durant joins Gwen and Chris here. Coach Quintero sitting in for Chris Ello. Bethel does a lot of good work for Spectrum Sports as a contributor, as well as he's a new host of LA Times Sports podcast. Bethel, I see the narrative already shaping in the media right now. This story comes out about LeBron wanting Carmelo. A story is immediately put out behind it saying the Lakers don't want Carmelo. What's the real story here? Because Carmelo's been been available for quite some time now, and the Lakers hadn't really gone after him. Yet they've playing better basketball now. Why all of a sudden would they be interested in him?
Tony, you're such a member of the media now. Because you just said the narrative, like that's what it is. It's look, I don't want to be that guy, but it's clickbait. Hey, Carmelo is going to be the guy that can be clicked, and we can do it. We can easily do the basic sports talk radio of like, will Carmelo come to the Lakers? Why is he better? Your take, hot take. Like, but in reality, I'm right there with you. You're an NBA fan. You're a basketball fan. You're looking at this. Why interrupt what you got going on right now? We just talked a lot the last couple of minutes about the Lakers are still trying to find their identity. They're still trying to get young guys to figure out their roles on teams. Then you bring Carmelo, and it's like, for what? Do I see it happening? I mean, I'm never going to say no, because if he's going to come, he's going to come on the cheap. But right. If you're Carmelo, are you really going to go and take one of those, like, grandfather roles where you're going to be a mentor to kids? No, this fool still thinks he can get buckets. Like, he still thinks he's, like, the main guy. And if you're not working out in Houston, you have Chris Paul feeding you, what are you doing?
That's a good point, Beto.
Hey, let me ask you this about Luke Walton. You know, he took a lot of criticism that one day after Magic apparently took him to the woodshed, and all of a sudden the Laker team has started to play much better, and the one area where they really stepped up their game hasn't been on offense, it's been on defense. How have you seen Luke make adjustments as a coach already, Beto?
Luke is Luke. He hasn't really changed much, and you know what? We forget how young Luke is as a coach.
Yeah.
But his answers when you're around the media, he answers everything, right? The situation where Magic was telling, he's like, you know what, that's between Magic and I. He's not going to go and get into the battle with the media about who he's talking to or even about his players, a la Phil Jackson, who used the media to manipulate his guys. But with Luke, the players are also buying into it. Like, Coach, I mean, you know, this defense, he's going to nod his head and say, yeah, yeah, yeah. But if they're not buying into it, they're not going to. And I think a lot of that has to do with guys knowing their roles and what they're expected. And Luke has been quick, from what I've been told at practices, to just ride dudes and let them know, like, hey, LeBron's on the floor. You're not going to get a bunch of buckets, but you got to figure out a way to get onto the floor. And that's going to be with the defense. And that's what's changed with the Lakers, too. The last couple, more bark from these guys, some bite from them. like they've been playing with more energy.
Yeah.
And that I think that of that has to do with guys being challenged by Luke also mentally. Like, hey, if you want to play, get out there and perform.
Beto, I got one more question before we let you get out. The L.A. sports scene is popping right now. You got the Lakers, unfortunately the Clippers, you got the Chargers, you got the Rams. Which team is making the most noise out there? I know the Rams, we watched that game on Monday Night Football. It was amazing to see the Coliseum like that. You look over at the Staples Center, that place looks like it is live and jumping. Which one of these teams in L.A. is ruling right now?
Look. You're calling me to talk about what?
The Lakers.
You ain't calling me to talk about anything else. And I know that. Like, it's the Lakers are the ones that move the needle. Like, once Dodger season's done, all right, let's put all of our attention back on the Lakers. And that's what it is. It's Lakers, 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 because it's LeBron, LeBron, LeBron. I feel bad. Like, I cover the Chargers. I did their postgame show. But they have a good team. Nobody cares. Like the Rams have a heck of a team. Jared Goff can walk into the Staples Center and sit courtside, and they're going to say, "Hey, let me see your tickets." And I'm not hating. It's just the reality of it. It's when the Lakers are good, there's nothing bigger right now. And the Lakers right now are in. Tony, people are so excited because they're in the top eight. Oh my goodness, they're
right.
In the top eight. Like, yeah, but they're two games away from being out of the top eight too. Like, it's everything is getting dissected because it's the Lakers, man. It really is. And, you know this, you played here when the Lakers were good. When they're balling, nobody else is paying attention to you. I mean, I forgot that Doc Rivers was given an extension.
Yeah,
I mean, didn't even notice.
You're 100% right. When the Lakers are playing good basketball,
everything else is on the back burner.
It doesn't matter what's going on. And you could have the best other teams in whatever respect of sports. It is not going to move the needle like the Lakers.
Let me ask you this real quick. In San Diego, how do the Lakers rank down there?
They do well.
You know what? There were Laker fans long before the San Diego Rockets came in the late 60s. And I was one of them.
Hey, Beto, we appreciate you coming on, bro. I'll be looking for those boxing gloves when they get in the mail, too, by the way.
Man, you put them to work.
I wish you'd send him a headgear, too.
No. I'm not actually fighting now. I'm just in there getting the gloves.
I'm getting worried. I might want to send a mouthpiece also.
Hey, you know what? Just remember, the bag doesn't hit back, so you're good.
Exactly. That's why I like doing it. Beto Duran, thank you very much, brother.
See you, gentlemen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.